Your kids don't stay with you if you do it right. It's the one job where the better you are, the more surely you won't be needed in the long run. Barbara Kingsolver. Hello, Lifebook VIPs. John Butcher here, and welcome to July in Lifebook's VIP program. So happy to have you here with me today. July comes with a focus on parenting here at Lifebook. And this month, we're going to share some great concepts with you, some great strategies that I think you're going to find valuable whether or not you have kids. We've got some great resources and some best practices that will not only help you improve this category if you happen to be a parent, but what we're going to share with you this month is foundational to just about anyone's success. The focus is going to be on teaching kids what they need to become powerful human beings, but I'll tell you, this stuff applies to all of us if we want to maximize our own potential. Now, I want to start off by making the obvious point that parenting is a highly personal topic. The way you parent depends on your overall philosophy, your overall sense of life, your personal style, your personal values, your religion, everything that makes you you. So I'm going to make it clear at the outset, as I always try to do, that what you're going to hear this month in this audio is our stuff. This is the way that Missy and I come at this category. There are a lot of points of view on parenting, good points of view, that are all valid. But what I'm going to share with you now is our stuff. This is our point of view. And specifically, I'm going to share with you this month the three core values of our home. They're simple, but they are the foundation of our parenting philosophy. And I think that you're going to find this exploration interesting. When Missy and I first moved into our dream house many years ago, we wanted to set our values in stone, literally. Our home is set in the middle of a formal Japanese garden that contains hundreds of tons of granite boulders that were set by our Japanese garden designer. So once we moved in, I called him up and I asked him to set the largest stone in our entire estate, a 9-ton granite boulder, at the entrance to our front gate. And I'll tell you, it is so amazing. If you can just visualize this little Japanese dude, you know, he's about 5'5", handling a 22,000-pound rock that's dangling from a 75-foot-tall crane. I mean, literally grabbing it and moving it, turning it around till it's set just in the exact right place and lowering it down. We've got some photos of the installation that day on the blog post that contains the transcript to this article. You might want to check it out. It's really cool. Once that stone was set, I had a Japanese calligrapher write in Japanese characters the three core values of our home with a big calligrapher's brush. And then I made a stencil out of it, and I sandblasted those three characters into that 9-ton boulder that sits at the entrance to our estate. The three core values of our home, the foundation of our parenting philosophy that's literally written in stone at the entrance to our home, are freedom, self-responsibility, and mutual respect. Freedom, self-responsibility, and mutual respect. Now, one thing that sometimes surprises people when this topic comes up in conversations and has come up as a question numerous times is, well, what about love? Shouldn't love be on that short list of values? And that's a great question, because love is incredibly important, especially in our parenting, right? I mean, I think that most people would think that love is the most important thing that a parent can give their kids. Interestingly enough, though, I've taken a look at research that shows that as huge as love is in the life of a child, actually the most important factors in raising healthy, functional, happy children are safety and stability. They're the two biggest factors in creating an environment that really allows children to thrive, which doesn't diminish at all the importance and the power of love. I'm not downplaying a child's need to be loved at all. Love is so incredibly important. But truthfully, a child needs much, much more than that. And love is a given, or at least it should be. Not that every parent has love for their children, but every decent parent does, right? And certainly the parents listening to this audio do. So love for your children is huge. It's mandatory. It's incredibly important, but it's also a given. It's like air. It's like table stakes. You don't even get to sit down at the table and talk about being a good parent unless you're a loving parent. But the point that I'm making is to think that loving your children is a parent's only responsibility, or frankly, even the most important responsibility, is, in my opinion, a mistake. Love is nowhere near all you need to be a truly successful parent. I mean, we've seen loving parents ruin their kids, and I'm sure you've had this experience too. Parents who coddle their children and steal their struggles, not letting them grow, stifling them by overprotecting them, not disciplining them or correcting them when they need it, you know, when it's necessary, not teaching them the things that they need to navigate through life. We've all seen this. A child can feel very loved, but be so overprotected by a parent that they don't have room to explore their own skills and their own strengths and their own powers. They can be loved in a way that leaves them undeveloped, that leaves them a child, even when they reach adolescence or even in some cases adulthood. And in cases like that, you know, that kid clearly needed more than love from a parent and they didn't get it. They might have needed a little more respect or more trust from the parent, maybe more confidence in their abilities or their potential for growth. One of the greatest gifts that you can ever give your child is to project a belief in them, a belief in their intelligence, a belief in their efficacy, in their ability to make good decisions. I mean, these factors are at least as important as love when it comes to a child's successful development. Missy and I love our kids so much. They are the most precious people in the world to us. They mean everything to us, but we realized a long time ago that we're going to have to bring a lot more than love to the table if we want these wonderful human beings to grow up to be happy and healthy and successful. We got to arm them for success and happiness in the world. And the three values that we chose, the ones we believe have the greatest likelihood for helping them achieve that objective, are freedom, self-responsibility, and mutual respect. So let's take a look at each one of these values. This will be good for me to review for myself, and I hope that it's going to be valuable for you too. The first one is freedom. Now, this is the big one. This is the foundational value of our home. What does this mean in the context of parenting? Here's what freedom means. It means, kids, you are in control of yourself, not us. You have the freedom in life to make your own choices and your own decisions. You're free to experiment. You're free to learn the laws of logic, to learn the laws of cause and effect on your own. You are totally in charge of your life. You're in complete control of your own existence. Our job as parents is to protect you and to nurture you for now. You know, we're going to guide you. We're going to give you advice. We're going to hopefully give you a good example of what's proper to the life of a man and a woman. But I'll tell you, this is all temporary. Someday, and trust me, it's probably going to come sooner than you think, you'll be going out into the world and you'll be forging your own way. I mean, we're always going to be there with you. Always going to be there to help, to assist you and to guide you, hopefully inspire you as long as we're alive. But make no mistake about it, kids, your life is yours. You own your life. Now I'm going to throw in the VIP principle of the month here, the principle of self-control, which really sums up our core parenting value perfectly. Kids, you are in the driver's seat. You're the primary creative force. You're the responsible party at the center of your own existence. We don't own you. You own yourself. And you've got to make your own decisions. You've got to choose who you want to spend time with. And that one little choice right there is going to make a big difference. You choose the information you consume. We can't be there every second of the day to check what videos you're watching on YouTube. You got to choose the way you treat people. You got to choose what to focus your time on. We can't be there to make all those decisions for you. You're the one that's responsible. And guess what? Your life, the way it turns out, is going to be a result of the decisions you make. So from a very, very young age, we instilled the concept of freedom in our children. And that brings us to our second value, because with freedom comes self-responsibility. Here's what that looks like. Kids, you're free to choose, you're free to act the way you see fit, and you've got to take full responsibility for those choices and those actions. You will not assign blame or responsibility to anyone else for the choices that you make or the actions that you take. You get grounded because you break the rules? You chose that. Your choices got you there. So take responsibility for it. When you do that, when you take responsibility for your choices and actions at a deep level, you're going to learn something, and that is that you are powerful. You can change things. You can change things about yourself. You can change things about the world by changing your behavior. By changing the way you think and the way you act and the decisions you make, you can get different results. You've got the power to create any kind of a life that you want for yourself simply by taking full responsibility for your choices and actions. And while you're doing that, while you're exercising your freedom to choose, while you're taking full responsibility for yourself, always remember to respect the rights of the people around you. The third core value of our home is mutual respect. Freedom does not mean that you get to push your way to the front of the line and knock down old ladies in the process. It doesn't mean that you get to be loud and obnoxious whenever you want to be. Our kids don't run rampant. They don't live without rules and act like little monsters. They got plenty of rules to live with. Because in the exact same way that we want them to understand that they own their lives, guess what? We own our lives. This is our house. And as long as you live in our house, you live by our rules. You can play your music as loud as you want in your bedroom, as long as it doesn't bother anyone else in the house. That's where we draw the line. The words that you use, the tone of your voice, those things are your decision, as long as you're appropriate, as long as you don't offend or disrespect people. You are free to operate any way you choose, as long as you don't violate the rights of the people around you. You have a responsibility to treat others with respect and kindness just the way that you'd like to be treated. There's a great quote by Ann Landers that I agree with so much. She said, "It's not what you do for your children, but what you've taught them to do for themselves that will make them successful human beings." And the values that we want to teach our children, the sense of life that we want to imprint on them as deeply as we can, is this: you are free to choose. You're free to choose, kids. Your life is so important, and you are the author of it. No one else, including your mother and me. You're in control of how your life is going to unfold. No one else. And the way you exercise that freedom is through your choices and your actions. That is what is going to determine your destiny. So take responsibility. Take responsibility for yourself. Become the best decision maker that you can, and not for us, for you, so that your life will unfold the way that you want it to. Believe in yourself in the same way we believe in you. Trust yourself. Learn to rely on your own intelligence as your primary judge of truth. Be your own person. Create your own life in your own way. And always remember to respect the rights of the people around you. Because just like you, they have the right to live their life in the way they see fit. So honor that and respect it and celebrate it. These three values are very simple tenets, but they've turned out to be profound in our life and our family. I mean, how much better would this world be if everyone simply took responsibility for themselves and respected the rights of the people around them? Missy and I want to live in a world like that. So we're teaching these values to our kids in hopes that these values will really serve them well in childhood as well as adulthood, and that they'll pass them on to their own children and make the world a better place in the process.
Hello, Lifebook VIPs. This is Sandra Garris, Vice President of Lifebook Experience. As we kick off the month of July, parenting is our category of focus. And as I was preparing for this month's content, I immediately thought of one of our VIP members, Tamara Strachan. I've asked her to join me today to share some of her wisdom on conscious parenting, and I'm delighted that I get to interview her. Tamara, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, Sandra. I'm honored.
Well, great. So as we get started, Tamara, I wanted to share with everyone a little bit of background about how I got to know you and your lovely husband, Derek. Tamara and Derek came to Lifebook in Chicago in September of 2010, and since then I've had the pleasure of getting to know them as they've been very active members in our VIP community, and they also run a local Lifebook Leader chapter in Seattle, Washington. They have two beautiful children, Ty, who is 8, and Mia, who is 6. And, you know, Tamara, one of the things that stood out to me, which is why I invited you to talk with myself and share with our community today, is that I remember back 3.5 years ago to your Lifebook session, and one of the really most powerful breakthroughs that I had seen, you know, in session that you shared with us. So if I'm remembering correctly, when you guys came to Chicago, it was one of the first, like, overnight trips that you had from your kids since they had been born. Is that correct?
You have an amazing memory, Sandra. Yes, that's right.
So I remember that, you know, there was some anxiety, you were a little anxious on Thursday, but you shared with us in one of our discussions how you had this realization or breakthrough that you were going to take kind of that worry and, you know, shifting from worrying about being away from your children to flipping that to realizing that that trip and coming to Lifebook was the best thing that you could actually do for your kids. So could you share with us a little bit about what that breakthrough meant to you?
Well, that's right, Sandra. It was my first time leaving Ty and Mia for 4 days. And it was actually, I remember being on the airplane and I could feel my heart pounding and feeling so nervous. And throughout session, I remember not really being able to be connected to them with my cell phone and different things. And it was the best gift because it really, really just brought me to the present moment and recognizing, wow, everything I'm doing right now and all of this thought and intention I'm pouring into myself is going to feed Ty and Mia throughout their life. And definitely for Derek and I, we had the opportunity to be away in Chicago for 4 days and have the best time together. And so after we left, we definitely made the decision that we would have weekly date nights and routine weekends away together so that we could feed into our love relationship, because we want Ty and Mia to know what an extraordinary love relationship is and that to be their reality. We want to model that for them. So that was such a huge breakthrough and such a gift.
Oh, I think it's so powerful, Tamara. And I see that so often with parents that come to session or that are wanting to come to session, but they're very apprehensive about that. So I really appreciate you sharing that and how wonderful for you guys to get clarity on putting that as part of your purpose, your why in your love relationship, of being the example of showing your kids what an extraordinary love relationship is, that they can want to create one for themselves. So that's a really strong connector category. And as we all know, that the parenting category is so much about who you are as a person, the quality of life that you have in all other 11 categories. And so, Tamara, in your experience over the last several years in living in your life book, what are some of the other categories that you've found leverage in to be the best parent you can be?
Oh, such a great question, Sandra. I mean, actually, all 11 categories play such a significant role in myself as a parent and what I'm feeding to Ty and Mia. So who I am is my character. Am I living my life with love, with joy and playfulness and with respect? And who Derek and I surround ourselves with, like our social life? So that is modeling that to Ty and Mia. And our emotional life, I think for Ty and Mia to know that they can express their emotions at a deep level or whatever emotions they're feeling, that they're honored and respected. Because we all have those deep emotions. I mean, obviously wanting to feel love and happiness and joy most of the time, but in reality, we do have anger and we do have sadness. We do have jealousy and really, really modeling to them that it's okay to have those emotions and to feel them, and that they're loved and they're cherished in every emotion that they feel. So our health and fitness, of how we treat our body, they're all so incredibly connected.
And Samara, do you have, you know, is that where you, like, I guess, you know, the connectivity there, is that something that helps you to stay on pace, you know, with your health and fitness, with all these other areas? Is it a power source for you? Or I guess what I'm asking is, like, which way does it work? Does it work like, I want to stick to my diet and exercise plan because I want to be a good mom? Or does it show up in the parenting category as a purpose? Or and it might be both.
You know, I love what John says about put the oxygen mask on yourself first. Mm-hmm. And I think that if I can pour love into myself and treat my body with the utmost respect and have my relationships be pure and have our finances and our career be passionate about things, then that in itself, like, they are watching us every single day, like our every move, they're watching us. So it's my responsibility, it's Derek's responsibility for us to live extraordinary and to be our absolute best, because if we can do that for them, then we're modeling to them what love is, right?
That's so well said. And I think that's a topic for discussion that comes up a lot, especially on, like, Thursday of Lifebook Session in Health and Fitness, where so many people are in the situation where once they've had kids, that they're not finding the time to do their regular workout routine or some of the other, or their date night, some of the other positive things that were happening in their lives because of their kids. But flipping that and really clearly feeling that, like stepping into, no, this is actually the best thing I can do for them, that's such a lovely realization that so many of our members have, and I think it always bears, you know, reminding ourselves of that, why you're doing what you're doing. You know, Tamara, we had talked earlier in the week too, and I'd love for you to expand on kind of any unique strategies that you have about how you show your love to your kids and how you make sure that, you know, both of these two little unique, amazing individuals are getting what they need from you as their mom.
Sure, yeah. We have this, I had this experience. Ty was 5 years old, so it would have been 3 years ago, and she was going to school, and we were a little bit late, and I was rushing them out the door, and I was going, come on, put your shoes on, Ty, put your shoes on. We've got to go. And we ended up getting to the school, and when we got there, Ty was crying. He was sad. And I remember saying goodbye to him and kissing him and leaving him in that emotion. And I remember thinking then and there, like, no more. I will not do that anymore. Like, I want our mornings to be filled with ease and grace. And from that moment on, like, I've just, every morning we have this beautiful ease and grace, like, where Ty and Mia, they wake up, they walk to me, and I snuggle them up. We have a cozy chair, and I snuggle them in silence for, I don't know, however long. And then we talk about their dreams, and it's that sense of, like, with intention of, and with, like, absolute consciousness of pouring into them And we, Derek and I, will take them out one-on-one to have our own dates with them. And love it. Like, it's so fantastic just to have that one-on-one time with them. And one thing that we do is we check in with them regularly if their needs are being met. And one question that we ask them is, do you know how much I love you? And they'll say, yes, I know. And we'll do a follow-up question. And the follow-up question is, do you know why I love you? And their answer to that is, I don't know. I don't know why you love me. And I think that's perfect, because I don't want them to say it's because I'm the fastest kid in school, or I'm the best soccer player, or because of the grades, my grades, because that's all external. And we want them to know that everything lies from within, and that self-love. We want that self-love to be coming inside out, not outside in.
Oh my gosh, I love that. And that's such a great question, even to ask when your kids are so young. It's like, why, do you know why we love you? And I think you're absolutely right, Tamara, in terms of instilling that just foundational self-love in themselves and acceptance of themselves. And so praising them when they do something great is good, but do we let them know that we love them even when we're frustrated with them, or even when they're doing things that are not praiseworthy? And, you know, I think that's just such an interesting thing to really consciously think about and pour into your kids, because we're teaching them what it means to be loved, which is in turn how they're going to show others how they love them. So if they only feel loved when they got the, you know, A on the paper, or they won their soccer game or things like that, that's what they're associating with what's worthy of love, right? So just knowing that you love them in so many ways, for the good that they do, and for even when they screw up, and that, like, no matter what, instilling that deep confidence, I think is extraordinary.
Yeah, it's so important. It's so easy to love them when they're joyful and giddy,
right,
and cuddly and smothering, but when they're actually having a temper tantrum, or when they're expressing deep-rooted frustration, I mean, that's my role as a parent, to really, really be with them and to have that warmth and love, and for them to know that they are cherished and honored in every sense of who they are, and that it's
I just thought of something else too, that would really lend itself to a powerful connection to developing our own emotional intelligence and really focusing on managing and controlling our stress. Because when our fuse is already low, how are we more apt to react to a stressful work situation or a stressful kids situation? And so how we show up in all of the areas of our lives is the model that we're presenting to those that we love. So it's just another leverage point to say, I don't want to lose it. I don't want them to think that they're not loved by getting angry or showing frustration or impatience. And just like you said, when you realize in that moment that what was happening in your mornings with rushing around to not be late, the emotions that it was causing in your son, and just making that conscious decision right there, no more. This is what how I want my mornings to go, and I can create a recipe around that, right? And that's exactly what you did.
Exactly. And the other thing is that nobody's perfect, right? Like, we're going to make mistakes. There's going to be a lot of mistakes, and we're going to get frustrated, and we're going to get upset, or there's going to be moments where we're not at our best. But I think the absolute best thing that we can do for them is just to talk about mistakes and apologize. And you know, I think that that's a huge learning lesson for them, and for them to see that, yeah, they can make mistakes too, and this is how they handle a mistake, or this is how they choose to do something different in that communication.
You're demonstrating self-responsibility. That's a great lesson to learn along the way. That's awesome, Tamara.
Yeah.
I love that. So a lot of good thoughts here, and, you know, definitely you can tell that you guys have brought deep consciousness to this area. Are there any other traditions or rhythms or rituals that you might want to share that have really served you guys well in establishing positive habits within your family?
Yeah, sure. I have one that comes to mind that I am so grateful for, and it's so funny because it's a gratitude journal. We started a gratitude journal for Ty and Mia when Ty was 3 and Mia had just learned to talk. And so we have a nightly ritual where we ask them what they're grateful for, and we write in their gratitude journal. And that scene that progression over the years has been phenomenal because well, now there's pages of their day and what they're grateful for, and it's also just such a beautiful expression. Like, they lay their heads at night with gratitude in their heart. Like, what an amazing, amazing way to flip what could have been a really, really difficult day and see the positive in it. And so that gratitude journal has been, I think, definitely one of our greatest rituals. And it's also, I guess we're busy parents, but it's actually, I can write in funny things that they say, or we trace their handprints, or we put in postcards and fun trips or things that we've done in the gratitude journal. So it's a great momentum for them to remember.
And I absolutely love that. And that you started it so young with them too, before they could even, you know, write one of their own. And, you know, I think when we talk about strategies that we're all working on in the VIP community, a lot of times that's a strategy as an adult we're trying to create, is practicing more gratitude or having a gratitude journal of our own. And so how amazing to have that habit formed when we're young from the very beginning. And then, because we all know as adults, it's harder to implement a positive habit and get rid of a negative one. But if you're set up like that, that's how they're wired since the time that they were born, of focusing on that every single day, of calling to mind what's good, what's working in their lives, and having a positive focus, that's going to serve them so amazingly as they grow up. Tamara, I love that strategy. And it's simple. It's, you know, it's simple to implement, and just start doing it. With your kids.
Yeah, it is really, really simple. It's great. And just any book will be fine. I think we don't have to go out and get a really fancy thing, because that can actually hold you up and not starting it right away. I have a girlfriend that was going to do the same thing. That would have been like, I guess, 5 years ago. And she never did, because she wanted to get just the right journal.
That's an excellent point of just do it. Just like get started. Don't let anything get in your way. I love it. Well, Tamara, you've shared such great tidbits with us. I really appreciate it. You and Derek are such beautiful examples of what it means to be an extraordinary parent. We appreciate you sharing your tips and your insight and a sneak peek into your lovely family with us. There's a great quote by Anne Frank that says, parents can only give good advice or put them on the right paths, but the final forming of a person's character lies in their own hands. So, you know, living a 12-category smart life, which all of our VIP members are doing to set their kids up for success, and then teaching them how to build these positive character traits in their own lives, it's changing the world on a massive scale. So, Tamara, thank you. I'm very grateful for you, and really thank you to all of our parents in the community, because the work that you're doing on yourselves is having a direct and immediate impact on your children's lives. So my hat goes off to all of you. Thank you so much for joining us, Tamara.
Thanks for having me, Sandra.
So, guys, I'm going to turn things over now to Jessica, and she's going to walk you through the amazing new content that we've pulled together just for you in July to take advantage of. Thanks so much, everyone, and have an awesome day.
Hello, Lifebook members. It's Jessie Colhagen here, and I'm absolutely thrilled to welcome you to the month of July. This month, Lifebook members around the world are focused on elevating their experience with the little people in their lives as we dive deep into our exploration of the parenting category. this month we're taking a deep look into what it really means to parent consciously. Each and every resource on this month's VIP page was created with a specific purpose to help open our eyes, identify what matters most, and realize how much freedom, abundance, and joy we are capable of experiencing. It's all there waiting for us. We just need to reach out and take it. So without further ado, here's an overview of how this month's parenting resources are going to transform your life. Let's start off by creating a surge of positive energy with this month's 7-day gratitude challenge, beginning on Friday, July 11th, and running for 7 days. In this challenge, we will send you one thought-provoking question per day to spark your gratitude and tune in to a deeper sense of joy, abundance, and connection in your life. As you come up with your answers to these powerfully charged questions, we'll ask you to share some of them to spread all that juicy emotional goodness with your empowered Lifebook community. Gratitude is the absolute root of happiness and the essential virtue to master in order to experience genuine, lasting fulfillment in your life. So hop on your VIP page, click the challenge button on the slider, and join the challenge before July 11th. It's as easy as that. Now let's dive deep into our exciting parenting resources and start absorbing new knowledge and experiencing new breakthroughs. First up, we have this month's featured interview with Lenore Scanese, author of the book Free Range Kids, How to Raise Safe, Self-Reliant Children Without Going Nuts with Worry. Lenore's parenting philosophy is really a refreshing and empowering new perspective on how we can give our kids the independence they need to grow into confident, competent, successful people without becoming totally sick with fear and worry in this modern world that warns us of the dangers lurking around every corner. Listen in, get a sneak peek of some of her free-range commandments, and find the inspiration you need to empower the children in your life. Journey down your VIP page and you'll find a section entitled Lifebook Members Share, where you will find 3 featured stories submitted by fellow Lifebook members. These can be stories of personal transformation, breakthroughs, powerful new tips or ideas, or even just resources being shared, but they all have one thing in common. They are deeply moving and emotionally inspiring, and they call us forth to be our very best. Take a look at this month's 3 featured members' posts, and if you feel compelled, leave a comment and show them some love. And remember, you can always submit your own posts by clicking on the Lifebook Lounge button at the top of your VIP page and clicking Create a New Topic. And who knows, maybe your post will be front and center on the next VIP page. Next is an article titled Follow the Leader, 6 Ways to Raise Alley Cat Kids. The big picture being painted here is this. No one wants their kid to be the domesticated cat, fat, declawed, and getting his butt whopped every time he steps outside the house and tries to feed himself. We want alley cat kids who are energetic, resourceful, and daring. We want to raise leaders. But unknowingly, many parents hinder their kids' ability to develop the skills they need to thrive and gain independence. This article shines a light on those behaviors and shows us 6 ways to turn our kids into the leaders they have the potential to be. Now, if you really want to position your kids for success in this life and arm them with the skills they need to really flourish, be sure to check out the article titled How I Made Sure All 12 of My Kids Could Pay for College by Francis L. Thompson. Here, this father of 12 shares his personal journey of forging a family rich in self-discipline, self-responsibility, and even adventure. He actually lists out more than 24 actual strategies he and his wife used to raise independent, self-sufficient, successful kids, and he's got all 12 of them to prove it. Next is a post titled, The Best Parenting Advice I Ever Got. In this article, one woman recounts the story from an evening years ago when she had a life-altering realization about how she was parenting her children and identified one single most important thing she could do to stay in integrity, create trust, and maintain her position as the one in charge. Be sure to look at our 25 ways to be a calmer parent and maybe even print out a copy to add into your own Lifebook chapter. This is good stuff. Because as parents, we all have those days that push us to our limits and call upon our greatest internal resources. And at the end of the day, what single factor determines whether we feel like a success or a failure? Our ability to stay calm. And oftentimes, calmness is exactly what we need to diffuse the very situation that's stressing us out. Definitely take some time to read through this inspiring little post. Now, our VIP members page probably wouldn't be complete without at least one resource that challenges conventional wisdom and pushes the limits just a little bit. And that's exactly what this article does. Titled 20 Ways Sugar Can Ruin Your Kids' Health, this piece takes a deep and thorough look into this touchy but crucial subject that is very strongly tied to our parenting category. And in all honesty, this topic is becoming less and less controversial by the day as researchers and scientists around the world uncover shocking truths about how sugar, in all its forms, is really affecting our health and the health of the next generation. Shocking and maybe even a bit frightening, yet informative and empowering, this post is sure to create a little movement in your kitchen cupboards. For a fun, sweet, and potentially tear-jerking entertainment experience, head over to this month's video titled The World's Toughest Job and 24 People Who Applied for It. We can't say much lest we spoil the surprise, but we will tell you to be sure and watch until the very end for full impact. For some speed wisdom, be sure to check out this month's Parenting Life Notes as we feature summaries and interpretations of two incredible books, If Aristotle's Kid Had an iPod, Ancient Wisdom for Modern Parents, and A Gift to My Children, A Father's Lessons for Life and Investing. Both of these books are fantastic resources, and this month you can get a taste for their greatest ideas and absorb their greatest lessons. Well, that's all for now, VIPs. Plug into the power this community is generating this month and feed that directly into your family and all the young people in your life. I'll see you in this month's challenge and on this month's VIP call. But until then, here's to creating your legendary parenting legacy.
Hello again, Lifebook VIPs. This is Sandra. As I've shared with you before, my purpose is to touch, move, and inspire the members of our community in the pursuit of their life visions and to help them live their very best lives. So I'd like to call to your attention some simple ways you can leverage the VIP tools to move your life forward and step into success this month. When you visit your VIP membership page under the Taking Action section, the first call to action is to report your progress for June and for the second quarter. Take a few minutes to rate yourself on your goal accomplishment, your habits, and within the 12 categories. Don't overlook the power of this simple exercise. Tracking, measuring, and celebrating your success each month gives you fuel to keep going, and it gives you critical data that you need to make any necessary adjustments. For example, did you overcommit on your goals last month or last quarter? Or did you undercommit? Did you get everything done very easily? Goal setting is a skill that we're helping you get better at each month, each quarter, each year. It's not something that we're all born with this innate skill. So take advantage of the tools to help you learn and grow and to move your life forward. Since we've now completed the second quarter, there's one additional call to action on reporting your progress that you don't want to miss this month. It's time to take the Introspect Assessment. This is one of the quarterly rhythms that all VIPs get access to. And as the Chinese proverb goes, be not afraid of growing slowly, be afraid only of standing still. By taking your assessment each quarter and reviewing your report of findings, you get to prove to yourself that you're moving forward, that you're not standing still. You get to quantify your level of overall personal development with your LQ score or life quotient. You also get to see where your scores are at in each of the 12 categories. So take some time to review your scores and compare them to where you were at the last time you took the assessment. Celebrate your progress and pay attention to any category scores that might have slipped back a little bit, keeping in mind that long-term success may involve taking several steps forward and one or two steps back. But over time, your scores will increase. In fact, our data shows that by being a VIP member, your average LQ scores consistently increase year over year. So congratulations. The next way to take action this month is to set your goals for the third quarter and for July. We're at the start of a brand new quarter. So what do you want the next 3 months of your life to be? look at your 2014 annual goals. Which one of those goals do you want to bring to reality in July, August, or September? What are the 3 to 5 most important things you could accomplish in Q3? Get them down on paper. Type them into your goals tab. Do it today. The My Goals tab is your goal management tool designed around the funnel of focus. It provides you with a system to capture, organize, and track your goals. Once you've identified your quarterly goals, ask yourself what goals you specifically want to focus on for the month of July. What tasks or projects you can tackle that would accelerate your life the most. Who will you become by accomplishing them? What do you gain if you're successful in accomplishing them? And what do you lose if you don't? Since it's parenting month, maybe amp up some motivation from your purpose as a parent. Ask yourself how each of your goals helps you become the best version of you and be the best example for your children. Think about how the goals you select to pursue are contributing to your legacy. If at any point during the month you find yourself stuck or lacking motivation, can you remind yourself that the work you're doing to live a 12-category smart life is bigger than you? That it impacts the lives of your children? Even if you're not a parent, it has a positive impact on others around you and ultimately the world. As members of this extraordinary Lifebook community, do you realize that by living the Lifebook lifestyle, we're collectively raising the consciousness of the planet? I really want to encourage you to get these things done within the first week of the month. Set a date with yourself. Lock in a couple 30 to 60 minute blocks of time and get it checked off the list. You'll be amazed at the flow and ease of progress that the next 3 months will take on when you set your quarterly and monthly goals right now. The third way to take action is by joining the gratitude challenge that Jessica talked about. Accountability brings out the best in us. Push yourself. Activate the power of group accountability. By reading other members' challenge commitments and encouraging them, you'll find inspiration for yourself. Challenges can make getting in action more fun and more enjoyable, and you'll draw extra motivation from our powerful community. And the fourth way to take action this month is by joining us on the VIP call. Our monthly VIP calls occur the second Wednesday of each month. So for July, it will be on July 9th at 1 p.m. Eastern. Dive deeper into the category of the month with other members, with our featured category experts. So I really encourage you guys to join in live if you possibly can. Become an active participant. Come prepared with some questions or comments relating to the parenting category. As a coaching note, there's something that I want to say about this month's call and the content overall, because I can't tell you how many times when I've run Lifebook sessions that individuals that don't have children and even parents who have older children that are no longer living with them have said something like, I don't know what I'm really going to get out of this category, or can I just skip this category? And what's interesting is that when I really encourage them to lean in and to trust the process, to their surprise, so many people have found a powerful breakthrough or a really poignant takeaway from the parenting category or from the parenting discussion. So please don't underestimate the power of this category, even if your initial thought is that it doesn't directly relate to you. Dive in. There's so much wisdom, some maybe unexpected gems that might come up for you. So to recap, the four things that you can do to take positive action this month. One is to report your progress for June in the second quarter, also taking the Introspect assessment. Two is to set your goals for the third quarter and for the month of July. Third is to participate in the gratitude challenge. And the fourth is to join us on the monthly VIP call. As I wrap things up, I want to highlight three upcoming events on our Lifebook calendar. We have a 4-day Lifebook design session in July, July 24th through the 27th. Do you have a friend or family member that's in transition, that's starting a new chapter in their life that might want to join us? Recently, we had some new college grads that came through Lifebook as part of their graduation present. before they start their careers. And I thought, wow, how amazing. I wish I would have had a life book before I embarked on that part of my life. Also, if you live in Chicago or will be in town on the Thursday of session, July 24th, come and join us for the cocktail reception that we do at the end of the evening over at Belly Q on Randolph. It's a great way to meet the newest members of our Lifebook community and welcome them. Secondly, our Lifebook Leaders program is growing, and our next certification date is just a month away. It will happen on August 2nd and 3rd in the Lifebook Lounge. Is part of your purpose in life to improve the lives of others, to help guide people to living their best life? That's what our current Lifebook leaders would say is one of their driving forces and one of the most rewarding things about being involved in the work we do at Lifebook. I know this firsthand, how incredibly amazing it is to lead people through the Lifebook transformational journey, to help facilitate life-changing breakthroughs. So maybe this is something that lights you up, or maybe you know someone that you think would be a wonderful Lifebook leader. With our certification program, it offers people training to do meaningful work. It allows you to make a positive impact on people in your local community and to increase your own financial abundance. The Lifebook Leaders Program is a way to bring Lifebook to your community. So if you're interested and you would like to apply, please contact me. We have a few spots available for the August training. And then lastly on our calendar, I wanted to share an update on Lifebook Australia that's happening next year, February of 2015 in Melbourne. And we are starting to take reservations for this. We expect this to sell out. So if you have friends or family in Australia, or maybe you'd like to have an extraordinary adventure of an anniversary session and come join us down under. For more information on any of these events, please email me at sandra@mylifebook.com. Peter Drucker said, "You can either take action or you can hang back and hope for a miracle. Miracles are great, but they are so unpredictable." So this month, VIPs, go for it. Go after what you want. Get involved, take action, expect that something wonderful is about to happen in July. I look forward to hearing from you on our monthly call and on the forum, and I'm wishing you an extraordinary month filled with inspired action.
Okay, VIPs, as our time comes to an end this month, I want to share one last thought. And I shared this thought last year too, because I truthfully think that it's the most important thing that we can focus on as parents. In the Lifebook program, we talk about how important the example you set for your children is. It is not about what you say. Everything you do and everything that you are sets the example for your child about what's proper to an adult. Simply put, the way to become the best parent you can be is to become the best person you can be. That's the trick. So it follows that in order to teach this month's principle effectively to your children, the principle of self-control, you gotta live it yourself. I mean, if you're not an autonomous person, a self-directed person yourself, if you don't value and exercise your own freedom, it's going to be very difficult for you to instill that in your children. If you're not a self-responsible person, or if you don't respect the rights of the people around you, odds are you're not going to see that show up in your kids. None of this stuff works if you just say it. You have to be it. Your example is everything in this category. It all starts with you. And the very best thing you can do, in my opinion, is to stay on this path that you're on, the path of your own personal development. Continue to strengthen yourself, continue to expand yourself, continue to crush it in all 12 life categories, and become that success story that you were put here to be, that your kids need to see you being. Show them what's possible to someone who knows who they are and what they want out of life and is willing to do the work that it takes to create an extraordinary life. That's the best thing you can do for your kids and for the people around you and for the world, to be the best you can be. Until next time, on behalf of everyone here at Lifebook, thank you so much for joining us. Have a fantastic July. I'm going to be seeing you in the VIP forum for some great conversations this month. And here's to your extraordinary life.